Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I hope that your day is going great and just continuing to get better and better. And speaking of which, I have to say, this time of year with everything opening up, it just feels incredible. You know, it actually reminds me of when I was getting better from my injury. And it was like I was going outside more and walking around and seeing the beautiful blue sky. And I literally was doing everything outside that I could. I mean, going for a walk outside, running on the beach, walking by waterfalls, and just sitting there for hours. And oh my God, there was this waterfall that I used to go to after I got better. And I could sit there and the mist from the waterfall would just get all over my face. And it felt so amazing. I would literally sit there in the sun feeling alive again. You know, it was just that feeling. But what's funny is that even as everything has been opening up from COVID, it's reminded me of that feeling. And obviously, it was a lot different, and there were a lot of different things going on and all of that. But it's just this feeling of, I don't know, just blue skies, beautiful sun, and just life. You know, it's just a beautiful feeling. And I hope that you've been able to get outside some and enjoy and breathe. And of course, I know we have a lot of different seasons here just because we're in a lot of different countries. But either way, wherever you are, I hope that you're enjoying some fresh air and sending some positive energy your way as we go ahead and dive into today's episode. Now, as you probably know, if you've been listening to past episodes, there are always at least a few key distinctions that are insightful in one way or another, or even steps you can take or exercises, different things like that. Now, on this specific episode, there are so many different insights, you know, powerful insights that come up that are really eye-opening and will be very helpful for understanding some of the complexities of the mind. And they're very unique from any other episode. And I love that about this episode. And I have to say, I just love our volunteer today. I mean, she is such a sweetheart. And also, she's just so honest and genuine and has great self-awareness and just a great self-honesty. And I could just hug her. You know, she's got a lot of different things going on that are making her situation complex. And that's what you'll see as we dive in. There are powerful insights on love and also on blocks in the mind, and also things, unfortunately, like depression. We're going to talk about that. Also blocks on non-judgment, you know, not judging yourself or others for that matter. Also not feeling threatened and competitive. I mean, there's really, again, a lot of insights that can be very helpful for you and very insightful. So that's where we're going today. And that's the reason that we split this session into two. So if you remember, I started out Nikki's session on last week's episode, and I was working with her, and we were working on the topic of feeling loved and also feeling beautiful, you know, and not being able to feel beautiful, not feel beautiful enough, feeling ugly, feeling like if you're ugly, you'll never really have love. And so that's where we started. And that session that I worked with her was so insightful with so many different things. I didn't want to overwhelm you, so I cut last week's session in half, which means that that's where we're going today, as we are going to dive in to the second half of Nikki's session. And I'm going to play just a very short clip of where we left off, where Nikki was trying to bring in the feeling of feeling loved, but was blocked. It's like she could not access the feeling that she could even ever have love. And it was very stuck in her mind. And she was also experiencing a lot of depression and different things with her stomach going on. And so that's where we're going as we dive back in with Nikki. Clearly, you can have a relationship and be loved. Clearly, you can have a relationship and be loved. And I'm going to ask you just take that in, that clearly, of course, obviously, you can have a relationship and you can be loved. I'm going to ask you to breathe and take that in. And notice how that feels. And if I ask you right now, the feeling of depression, is it up, down, or the same?
Right now, it kind of feels like a block, because it's very hard for me to get to that feeling. Obviously, I can be loved. Bingo. I can be loved. Yeah, it's very hard to get there, actually.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. That. Give me 1 second. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it really quickly for 3 powerful insights. You know, first and foremost, as you can tell, she can't bring in the emotion. There is a block. And this is the most simplest form of block that you can see. And I don't mean that it's simple to resolve. Actually, it's going to go probably a much different way than you think that it will. But what I mean is, it's very simple to identify. You know, when you can't bring in a vision or you can't bring in new programming, then many times that's exactly what is happening, is that there's a block. And blocks can show up, I mean, like 30 different ways. So there's a lot of different ways that they show up. And a lot of times people don't necessarily recognize them, but sometimes they're really just very clear. And this is one of those situations. And part of the reason that is because Nikki has such great, great self-awareness. And so I love that. And we're going to work on, of course, shifting this block so she can access the feeling of love. Because when you stop and think about it, of course, your thoughts help create your life. But if you can't get your thoughts in a new space and get a new mindset, then how is that going to occur? You know, and that's what's key, not only for hope and happiness and not being in depression and all of that, is being able to really have a more positive mindset, and of course for creating her life the way she wants. So I love where this is going. And the thing you'll want to note is that if blocks are showing up and are blocking you, you'll want to make sure to get rid of them. It is key, of course. Now, number 2 is that if you do know somebody who doesn't feel loved. So maybe you're on the other side of this, where there's somebody in your life who, no matter what, it's like you're always trying to tell them that you love them and you love them, and it's like you feel like you can't prove it enough to them. Make sure to not take it personally. Sometimes people get frustrated and they go, you know what, doesn't matter what I do, this person doesn't feel loved, and they feel like they're not good enough, when really, what can happen is a person can feel blocked from even accessing the feeling of love. And so that's another thing you'll want to note. Now, the 3rd insight is that if you are somebody who doesn't feel loved, you know, maybe you are somebody who is feeling like Nikki, then clearly there's an issue with your mind programming. And it doesn't mean that there's a problem with you per se, meaning that all of the time people feel like they're not good enough because they're not feeling loved. And it doesn't mean that somebody's not good enough or they're less than or inferior. It can just simply mean that their programming is off, their mind programming, and that they'll want to really radically shift it, because it means something is blocking that from coming in. And again, by the way, where we're going. You want to make sure that you're not going to judge yourself at all, because something you want to keep in mind as we go throughout the rest of the session with Nikki is that when the mind doesn't have love, it has a tendency to do everything and anything that it can to try to get love, whether it's in a positive way or in a negative way. You know, you may have heard before that if a kid doesn't get positive attention, then they'll get negative attention. And the same is true with the subconscious mind, of course, because that's where everything comes from, is that if a person really isn't feeling loved, sometimes negative patterns will show up and try to compensate for that lack of love. And not only that, but it can get linked to depression and everything else. And so either way, shifting it, of course, is key. And it's also profound for your health and also your life and your happiness and everything else. So that's where we're going as we dive in with Nikki. Here we go. Bingo. All right. So we're going down the rabbit hole a little bit. Okay. And this is going to be probably a lot different than you think. Just to warn you ahead of time. Okay.
I'm
here
ready.
We go. Okay. Remember you said that.
Yeah. And you recorded it too.
Yes. She's ready. All right. Here we go. Yes. Bingo. Okay. So at age, like around age 22, there's a feeling of feeling like, almost like you, it's an integrity piece. It's a feeling of feeling almost like you stole somebody's man. Like a friend's man, boyfriend, something. There's a feeling there. Do you know what I'm referring to?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Bingo. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And can you tell me a bit more about that situation?
Yes. My friend met somebody with me at the same time. And I liked him and she liked him and they got together. And him and me, we worked together in a dance group. And her and me, we were like on and off friends. There was always a little jealousy going on from my and from her side. It was always a little, yeah, iffy. Not like my usual friends where that doesn't exist. And what happened was that she was together with him. And him and I had contact, and then they separated, and I had a short-lived affair with him. And afterwards, I told her, and that's what happened. I mean, years later, we spoke about it, and I apologized because I know that was really not okay. And that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love your self-awareness and I love your honesty, and your just self-honesty is great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I'm going to ask you how many more years you need to hold on to that stuff. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Am I really still holding on to that?
I'm going to ask you to breathe. Breathe. Come with me. Come with me. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to bring in the awareness that, of course, you're never going to do that again, right?
No.
Of course, no. Right? So whatever it was in there, okay? So I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a really quick moment. You know, first and foremost, I have to say I love her self-honesty and her self-awareness that she was able to see that. It's just so impressive. And something else I want to remind you of is I mentioned previously that when somebody feels like they're lacking love, it can equate to things like depression or negative patterns or different things like that. And so you want to notice that throughout today's session, I'm going to ask her to make sure to not judge herself and instead be lovingly supportive of herself, because everybody makes mistakes. And if she judges herself, it's just going to make things worse. And not only that, but some of the things that come up for her, you'll be able to see there's a lot of pain connected to it. So everything that people do that has a negative pattern to it or action always comes from some type of hurt or misprogramming or miswiring or something. And so if that's the space that you're in, you'll want to make sure not to judge yourself, but always just think about how can you really embody change. And that's, of course, what I'm going to be asking her to do. Now, something else that you'll want to notice for a moment is that she was able to see it. And she says, you know, but I thought I already got rid of that. Isn't that gone? Okay, if you think about it for a moment. So she's kind of asking me, well, isn't that gone? She's sure it's gone. Now, if you think about it, though, I can see it. So kind of like this. If I came over to your house and I saw your couch and I said, hey, nice couch. And you said, nope, that's gone. I'd be like, well, wait a second here. I see your couch. And so if the couch is there, it's not gone. And the reason I point this out is because all of the time I see people who have been working for years and years and years and years and years on their mind with all kinds of things, on memories, emotions, beliefs, all different types of things, and they're still there, or at least still partially there. And so the person, even though they've done all of this work and all of this work and all of this work, they're not working with the subconscious mind in the right, effective way to make the real change and completely dissolve that old stuff to then transform their health and their life and get those real, tangible results, because that's what's needed. So I just wanted to point that out just because I see that all of the time. You want to make sure that if I walked over to your house and I was like, oh, there's no couch. That's the feeling that you'll want to feel, except for the fact that, of course, you do want a couch. Well, most likely. Maybe you don't. Maybe you do. But you get the idea, is that if you work on something, it really has to be gone. And if you can still see it there and see it in the same way, then the tools that you're working with are not going to be effective for getting you the real results that you want. So that is key. All right. So let's go ahead and dive back in with Nikki.
Bingo. All right, that's what it is. Okay, so I want you to notice the part of you who, okay, so notice with this woman, there's been some jealousy and also some competition between the two of you. Can you see that?
Right, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so can you see the part of you that both felt badly about it and then also the part of you that also both also felt like you kind of like won? Can you see
yes.
that part?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. And just for a moment, I'm going to ask you, did you really win?
No.
No. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And again, did you really win anything?
Not at all.
Not at all.
I lost.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice the feeling of feeling like you won. Notice the feeling of feeling like you won. I'm going to ask you to just breathe and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to ask you to let that go completely and realize that you did lose and that moving forward, you don't want to have a guy that you have to compete for anyway, right?
Right.
Are you kidding me? Right? So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe. And ultimately, the way you want to feel in a relationship is you want to feel like you are so lucky to be with him. And he's so lucky to be with you, right? Like, imagine what that feels like, to feel like he's so lucky to be with you and you feel so lucky to be with him. And that's your connection.
Sounds great.
Sounds great. Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice that feeling again, a feeling like you won, blah, 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 and realize it didn't end up going well at all. It actually feels like you lost when you look at the big picture. Bingo. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I just want you to say, of course, I would never do that again. Can you say that?
Yes, of course, I would never do that again.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe and take that in. Bingo. Great. I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling and bring in the awareness of feeling what it feels like to know that you will be loved. Bring in that feeling as much as you can. The feeling of feeling like, of course you'll be loved. Bring that feeling in as much as you can. Good. Good. How high can you get it?
Up to a six.
Up to a six. Notice before you couldn't bring it in and it was that block and now it's up to a six, right?
Yeah. It feels different in my stomach. Yeah.
Right? Awesome job with your energy. Okay. And by the way, when we very first started and you said you were explaining what's going on, you said, God, there's this block and I can't figure out what it is and all of these things, right? Mm-hmm. Great. So now you see what's been holding you back from making that shift. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So notice you couldn't bring in the feeling of feeling loved. We switched that. And now you can bring it in at a level six. And with some practice, you'll going in and out of it and spending a little more time, you'll actually be able to bring it in even more, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And again, I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling of feeling like, of course you'll be loved. And bring in that feeling as much as you can. Of course you'll be loved. Beautiful. Beautiful. Bingo. Great job with your energy. And if I ask you, by the way, great job with your energy. How high did you get it?
Oh, well, it feels like a little fight. It's trying to hold me back. I'm trying to work it in. So it's like six, seven, you know, going up and down.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. That, that, that. Give me 1 second. That, that. And by the way, if I ask you right now your level of depression, 0 to 10, what's your level?
About a 4.
About a 4. And if I ask you what it was at the very beginning of this call, what would you say it was?
Well, 8.
Okay. So, and by the way, who's doing that?
You are.
You are. Yep. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, notice as she's being able to bring in this feeling even more, then the depression is also releasing even more, which is an amazing feeling. And that's why, you know, I can feel her energy shifting and it's beautiful. And it's not, of course, just with bringing in the feeling, it's also letting go of that depression feeling. And that is key. And when you stop and think about it, you know, so often when people are depressed, they talk more and more about all of the things that are bothering them and the depression and all of that. And unfortunately, it can just reinforce more and more negative information into the mind and into the energy and programming and all of that. And of course, I'm not saying to avoid it either. What I'm saying is that when a person's depressed, they can be missing something from the mind or have a complete block so they can't access it. And all the time I see this, and people are stuck on antidepressants for years and years and years. And so it is so important for every single one of us to really understand our own mind and how to use it, you know, and this is something I call the deserving gateway. So anybody who's in any of my courses would know, oh, that's why it blocked the mind, is because that's called the deserving gateway and it can get stuck and all of these things. So point being is that everything that happens in the mind happens for a reason. And you'll want to make sure if there's junk in there from the past or guilt or different things like that, then you'll want to make sure to really genuinely let it go. And of course, not judge yourself or berate yourself or criticize yourself. Just simply work on making that real shift to dissolve it completely. That's what you want. And that's what makes it easier for you to be able to get in the new programming. All right. Let's go ahead and dive back in with Nikki. Bingo. That, that, that. Bingo. Okay. Now I want you to notice that woman, the competition woman that we were just talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice the part of you that told her what happened and part of you told her what happened kind of because it felt like a win also to be able to tell her
yeah
that that's what happened, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, yes.
I get it. Great. So I'm going to ask you first and foremost to breathe. And secondly, to not judge yourself. Okay? Not judge yourself at all. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Don't judge yourself. If you judge yourself, I'm going to kick your butt. Joking, of course. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay? If you judge yourself, it does no good. Okay? Instead, I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to have compassion for yourself. Okay? I want you to notice the part of you that was competing with her. You're competing for love, for wanting to be good enough, for wanting to have attention, for wanting to be loved. I mean, it's not, okay, obviously, it's not optimal. Of course, you don't want to do that again, but you want to give your brain a different way to do it. So it's kind of like this. If a kid is stealing food, you wouldn't say, you know, and just because it wants food, you wouldn't say, what's wrong with, like, you wouldn't beat it up. You would say, it's starving, you know, let's get you food in a different way. Let's not steal. Let's get food in a different way so you have food, right?
Right.
And so the thing of it is that you need love and you want to make sure to get it in more positive ways. Does that make sense?
Yes. Absolutely.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if you judge yourself, I'll kick your ass. Just joking. Just joking. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Maybe it would help.
Said that just to make you laugh. There's no. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And of course, I would just a hug. No ass kicking. Just laughing. Laughing and hugs, that's all there's room for. All right, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And without judgment, I'm going to ask you to remember that moving forward, you want to make sure that you feel loved and connection and that you're moving towards love and that you're really being in your heart and that the competition piece, it may feel like it wins for a moment, but ultimately it ends up ruining. Like if you stop and think about it for a moment, like if we just look at the big picture, notice for a moment that where you felt like you won, notice here we are in this very moment, clearing a block from your mind of even being able to feel like you will ever be loved. So even if you don't realize it in the moment, and even if there's not a physical experience that immediately occurs that says, oh, you lost, what happens with people all of the time is they'll do something that might not feel fully in integrity. And then what ends up happening is they end up manifesting things or feeling blocked from the very thing that they're wanting. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yes, so absolutely. So I'm going to ask you to breathe and just moving forward. All right, perfect. You could do the integrity thing, right? Just making sure that everything is all in integrity on the up and up always, right?
Yes.
Great. Sure. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Mm-hmm. And I want you to notice the part of you that wanted to hurt her with that information and quote unquote win. Okay. I'm going to ask you to notice that. I'm going to ask you if you're willing to let go of that feeling like you won over her or you hurt her or blah, blah, blah. If you could let that go completely. Right? I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want to remind you of something very important. As women, it's time to stop competing against each other and be willing to lift each other up, right? To be willing to say, you're amazing and you're amazing and you're amazing. We don't need to compete against each other, right?
Yeah, right.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to realize that other women aren't your competition. Your biggest quote unquote competition is just working with your mind to create your life the way you want, right? If you think about it, we mentioned Queen Latifah earlier. She's not competing against you, right? She's just shining and being her own fabulous self, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to think about any other amazing woman out there and realize that none of them are competing with you, right? Mm-hmm. And you can just shine and be your amazing self without having to compete with them, right?
Right.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to breathe in the feeling, the integrity moving forward. You've got this, of course, right? Easy. You've got it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Great. And I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling. Bring in the feeling. Bingo. A feeling like you are going to be loved. Bring in that feeling. Nice. How high did you get it?
Still at a 7, I think.
Okay, so you got about 7, yeah. 7, 8 in there. All right. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. Bingo. Give me 1 second. Bingo. That. Bingo. Okay. So there's a part of you that doesn't trust not to compete again. Can you see the part of you that kind of likes competing in the area with guys? Can you see that?
You know what's funny? I actually don't. When you said competing with women, my mind just went, I don't know, searching. And I had this, obviously, with this one friend, but usually mm-hmm. I cannot really see, like with friends now, or if I see women, or women that I think are
Can
beautiful,
I tell you?
I don't really have this, yes.
I hear you. Bingo. So it looks like, can you see this one woman that we're talking about? Mm-hmm. And it looks like there are, bingo, 2 other women that you felt competition with. Can you see them?
Okay. Two?
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
I get maybe 1, but 2.
Give me the first initial.
R.
Bingo. Yes, absolutely. That. Bingo.
Wow, okay, so, well, maybe I have the second one. Something just popped up, S.
Yeah, bingo. That one is actually bigger than R. Can you see it?
You know what? who that is? It's my sister. That's funny.
Bingo.
Wow.
And bingo. Mm-hmm. Bingo. And bingo. All right, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. Yeah. Great self-awareness. Okay, great awareness. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. All right, so I'm going to ask you to notice that feeling of even feeling competition towards your sister. Bingo. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you to bring in the awareness that you don't have to compete for love. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just really quickly. You know, all of the time I'll see people who have wounding or patterns and they find themselves getting caught up in these triggers or patterns and they're competing for love in one way or another or feeling not good enough. You know, a lot of different patterns can come up in relationships. And by the way, even as we're talking about this topic, some people might even be feeling threatened themselves. They might be thinking, you know what, I got to be careful of my man, or I got to be careful that I'm not doing that, or, you know, things like that might come up for you. And the biggest thing that you'll want to remember is that your energy helps create your relationship patterns and your patterns with love all around you, whether it's a friend or relationship or parents or even work relationship. And if you're noticing anything coming up for you, or even any fear or insecurities or different things like that, then you'll want to make sure to address them and feel the way that you want to feel to be able to manifest the relationships and health and life that you want. All right, let's go ahead and dive back in with Nikki. Bingo. Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice the feeling of competition towards your sister and also towards these other women. And you can see that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to say again, don't judge yourself. Okay. That's not helpful. I could threaten to kick your ass again, but you'd probably just laugh at me. Because you know I would never do that in a million years. All right, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And send big hugs. And bingo. But just making sure not to judge yourself. And I feel some judgment coming in, and that's why I'm...
Yeah, it's really hard. I always have to fight that off. It's...
Okay, so I'm gonna, and that's part of the reason that I'm being so silly with the whole topic is because I feel a lot of those feelings of judgment coming in. And there's nothing to judge, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm asking you to, again, bring in the awareness. There's nothing to judge. Just ultimately, at the end of the day, you want your brain to start doing things differently. Could you agree with that statement?
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
So why get sidetracked in judging yourself instead of just get to where it is that you're needing to go anyway, right? Shortcut the whole process. Or, I mean, you could judge yourself for the next 20, 30, 40, 70 years if you want.
No, thank you.
Great. So let's just be more productive with the whole thing and just look at shifting it, right?
Right.
Okay. So I want you to notice the part of you, by the way, that has loved the feeling of quote unquote winning in these competitions. Can you see that?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you to breathe. Great. Great self-awareness. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to think about the bigger picture win. The bigger picture win of feeling of falling in love and having an amazing relationship and winning in your life and what that looks like. Winning in your life, shining. And by the way, imagine what it looks like for your family, like your mom, your sister, like your dad, everybody to actually be really happy. What would that look like? You to have an amazing relationship. Good, good, good. There you go. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to think about that being the ultimate win. You have an amazing, beautiful relationship, and you're happy and healthy and fabulous, and life is so good. And how does that feel?
Very uplifting.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you just for a moment to take that in. And how else does that feel?
Sunny, warm. Mm-hmm. And very safe.
Very safe. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And if I ask you right now in this moment, bingo, if I ask you what your level of depression is right now, what would you say that is, 0 to 10?
I say still about, well, maybe 3 now.
And bingo, give me 1 second. That bingo, bingo, bingo. All right, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And there's one last feeling that you're going to want to shift, and it's this. It's there's a feeling of expecting somebody to do it with you. Like even if you have the relationship that you want, expecting that other women are going to be going after your man. Can you see that?
To tell you the truth, no.
Okay,
it's great. It's more of I see, or my fear is that the man might not be as interested in me and just looks for other women. So the man being interested in other women, not other women trying to get my man. That's no.
Okay. So, bingo. Okay. But the feeling connection is in that picture. So that picture you have right there, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Is notice the feeling of competition towards the other woman, a feeling like you have to compete against her for his attention.
All right. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice that feeling. Look at that feeling specifically. Of feeling like you have to compete with her for him. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. And again, notice that feeling of feeling like you have to compete with her for him. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice the part of you that likes being competitive. And I'm going to ask you to breathe.
And I'm going to ask you if you're willing to change the competitive part of you into a creative part that says, I'm going to create life.
Yes, yes.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Great self-awareness. And again, I want you to look at this competitive part. The competitive part, the part that wants to compete against other women, blah, 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 compete against other women for him. And instead, I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if you could trade that feeling of competition in for a man who's into you, you don't have to compete for anybody because you're into him, he's into you, and it feels like that.
Yeah.
What would that look like? Bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. That. Bingo. And I want you to notice something for a moment. If I ask you, as far as competition go, when you're competing with another woman, if I ask you how much you feel like you typically win, how much would you say that is? Don't think.
I don't think. Okay, I can't get in this feeling because right now it's really like new to me that I do that. I don't know. Wait a minute. I have to.
Okay, so let's
it's
go
more
back
of
to
a feeling the... I have to be, I don't know, better at this, or I lose the love, or I don't get the love. It's not that joy of competition. It's a tight, okay, horrible feeling. Mm-hmm. I hate it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. Bingo. And I want you to notice the part of you that felt like you won with that guy. Can you see that?
For a brief second, yeah.
Yep. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, again, I have to say, I just love her self-awareness and her self-honesty and her genuine nature. I mean, I just love that. And it provides so much insight. You know, you can notice that the feeling of needing to compete for love has not at all been a positive feeling for her. It's been painful. And you can see that and hear that. And also, you can see that there are some feelings of competition, or even part of her kind of enjoying the competition, which she mentioned earlier when she told that other woman, you know, from a place of kind of wanting to win or get her back. And she mentioned that earlier because that's been her feeling. And so she can see that. And the thing that you'll want to note that's most important right here is that things get linked up in your mind first and foremost. It's not like she put any of these links here on purpose. That's number one. And number two, you'll want to keep in mind that the mind itself is not logical, you know? And if I use an example that I've used a lot in the past, it would be the awareness of the cutter. You know, somebody who unfortunately has been through some type of trauma, and as a result, they end up cutting themselves. And when they do, they can experience feelings of safety or euphoria or relief from cutting themselves, unfortunately, and also pain and different things like that. So there can be a lot of mixed emotions that come up that really don't make any sense. And that's something that you want to keep in mind, because all of the time I'll see people with counterintuitive links, you know, in the mind of things that are programmed in that don't really make logical sense. And that's actually the norm. And so it's something that you'll definitely want to keep in mind as you work with your brain and your energy, that you don't just throw that aside. Meaning all of the time, people will find information in their brain that is not logical. And so instead of fixing it or correcting it, releasing it, that sort of thing, a lot of times people go, that doesn't even make any sense. And they negate it like it's not there. And of course, ultimately what you'll want to do is make sure to dissolve it completely. So that is key. All right. That said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Nikki.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you again not to judge yourself. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. That. And I want you to picture that there are three guys who are all competing after you and competing against each other for you. How attractive is that?
It sounds stressful.
It sounds stressful. Now, not only that, but if they're busy competing against each other, like, no, I'm better. No, yeah. I'm better. And they have this competition.
It has nothing
against
to do with me. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, not only that, but I mean, yeah, it doesn't have to do with you, right? Instead, somebody should be just building a connection and love with you,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. And not only that, but if you're completely not like, oh, trying to be interested in one and then the other and then the other, how much are you interested in one of them if you're having to compete your interest between all three of them?
Yeah. Yeah. Not at all.
You're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to bring in the awareness that you deserve better than that. And you deserve to just have a guy who's into you and you're into him, right? And by the way, have you ever heard these stories about really sweet proposal stories where a guy just does something that's really sweet to propose?
Yes.
Okay. How in love do you think he has to be to do something really sweet and thoughtful to propose?
I didn't hear that. How much in love?
How in love? How much in love do you feel like he has to be to do that?
I guess it depends on the guy, but really in love?
Great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I want you to bring in the feeling of feeling like in that relationship picture that you were picturing. You said you get in the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to think about that relationship picture and picture what it feels like to feel like he is really in love with you. It's not like you've captured him and you've caught him, but instead he's crazy in love with you and you're crazy in love with him. He's crazy in love with you and you're crazy in love with him. What does that feel like? He's just so in love with you. He's so in love with you. You're not catching him or competing for him. He's there. He's present. He loves you. Good. Good, good, good. Bingo. How does that feel?
You know, the knot in my stomach totally disappears when I'm in this feeling. Mm-hmm. It's like relaxed and I don't know, really, it feels really good and relaxed and light. Yeah.
Bingo. Bingo. And when you're in that feeling, where's the depression?
What depression? Yeah.
Right?
All right.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. So great job with your energy. And what I want you to do, because you've been practicing the other way for so long, and you've been stuck in all of those other emotions, what I'm going to ask you to do is start reinforcing this new one. So notice your mind went to a completely different place. That's the vision that you want. That's the feeling that you want. And that's what you want to be able to access to create that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And instead of creating this whole thing for your life, right? Instead of really just like shifting this and creating this and then stepping into an amazing vision, I want you to spend the next 50 years judging yourself instead, because that sounds a lot more fun, right?
I'm so good at it.
So which one do you want? The judge yourself pattern or the start creating the new pattern?
No, the new pattern, of course.
Great. And what if you get good at that?
Wow. That's beyond imagination right now. I'm just tapping into that. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. So I know that, as you can tell, a lot of this stuff is like the last stuff that you expected to come up ever, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. So what I want you to do is I do want you to take this information and I want you to listen to this recording and get it in and really get good at accessing the new and really embody this change. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Beautiful. I have to say, you're just beautiful and wonderful, and I just adore you, and you have a great sense of humor. Some guy is going to be very lucky.
Okay.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. I love it. It has been such a pleasure connecting with you, and again, I'm going to emphasize, get this in. You're going to have to reinforce it, because if you don't, you're not going to be able to access those emotions. You've got to make sure. Did you, like, there was a recent episode that I did on dream state consciousness. And what happens is, yes, you listen to it. Perfect.
Yes. More than once. Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Absolutely. And so when you're in this new consciousness right now, where everything's opened up and you can see things and feel things in a different way, if you don't come into it again and again and again, then you'll lose it and you'll be like, oh my God, what happened?
Right.
And
yeah.
You won't be able to access it. Okay. So make sure to reinforce it and get it in and bingo. And that's the key. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Nikki, I have to say you're beautiful and great job with your energy. You did so good and really, really great self-awareness also. Just very impressive, and make sure to get it in. Okay.
I will. Thank you.
You are absolutely so welcome. It has been such a pleasure connecting with you.
Yes.
Great. I wish you a most wonderful rest of your day.
Same for you, Brandy.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So let's go ahead and unpack this even more. You know, first and foremost, I have to say she did so impressive. I mean, really impressive self-awareness, really impressive self-honesty. She was also able to shift her stomach and really create that feeling where she was able to feel her entire stomach relax and that not go away and shift the feeling of depression. I mean, just a really awesome job that she did and really great self-awareness. And I just love it. And by the way, I know that we've talked about several insights on this, and I don't want to overwhelm you. And so on that note, I'm just going to leave you with two specific key insights to kind of practice and think about as we wrap up. Now, the first one is to make sure to not judge yourself or others for mistakes that you make, and really looking at that. You know, instead, what you want to realize is that everybody's programming is different, and each person's wounding comes from different experiences that sometimes you couldn't even imagine, and different hurts, you know, just a lot of different things. And so instead of judging others, the best thing you could do is have compassion for them, because first and foremost, it's just better energy and it creates a better experience for your life. Not only that, but the more you can have compassion and practice having compassion for others, the easier it will be for you to start having more and more compassion for yourself. And from that place, it makes it easier to really transform your health and your life and old patterns and all that stuff. So that's number one. And number two, you know, we were talking about women lifting other women. And of course, I don't mean to leave guys out of this. Of course, everybody lifting everybody. I mean, could you imagine if we looked around the world and everybody was just happy and healthy and kind and loving to each other and complimentary and sweet? I mean, that would just be amazing. And so on that note, maybe today you could simply give somebody a compliment, say something kind to them, just acknowledge them for something. That would be awesome. And if you are a woman, maybe you make a point in the next week to compliment some women maybe you do know or don't know even, you know, maybe it's a colleague at work and you make a point to really compliment something great that she's doing. Or maybe you just see some kind woman at the grocery store or sweet, or maybe she has a beautiful shirt on or something like that. And maybe you take just a moment to kindly compliment her.
knowing that it's not all about the shirt, but it's more about the energy and connection just between women in the world in general, you know, that would be beautiful. So something to think about. And of course, another thing that you could do is you could always make a point to share this podcast episode. I mean, that's another way to lift others as well. But that would be my biggest suggestion, is just make it your theme for the day or even for the year, just giving extra love and kindness to others around you. And I want to be careful and not say, you know, giving out a bunch of sympathy and feeling bad for others and all of that. That's not what I'm talking about. Just, you know, being amazed with one another or acknowledging each other's strengths. You know, the reality of it is that we're all here for a different reason. We all have different gifts, different strengths, and be amazing to just acknowledge each other. And so that said, if you could acknowledge the people around you, somebody you love, somebody you care about, make a point to do that. Maybe somebody on social media, whatever sounds fabulous to you, that would be amazing. And you know what? By the way, speaking of which, I don't know that I've ever actually asked this, and if so, it has been a long time, but if you would like to leave a comment or a review in iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to this podcast, that would be really lovely and super appreciated. So just putting that out there also, if it feels good to you. And guys, that's a wrap. And I look forward to connecting with you guys on the next episode. I wish you a most wonderful, spiritful, happy, uplifted, and kind rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.